This is Blade Features reporter Ryan Smith. I recently had an opportunity to chat with musical artist Bow Wow, who's scheduled to have a concert in Toledo this weekend. Here are a few edited selections from that conversation.
Maybe a place to begin is if you could tell me a little bit about the story behind your name.
Yeah, I mean, for those that don't know, I got the name Bow Wow from Snoop, who is, you know, somebody that means a lot to me personally.
Why did he give you that particular name?
Because then, back then I was Snoop's protege, and you know, you got Snoop Dogg, then you had, you know, former members that had names that were affiliated with Dogg. So being that, you know, everybody was calling me Lil Snoop, you know, Snoop figured, you know, I want to give him his own identity but still keep it Dogg affiliated. So he decided to go ahead and name me Lil Bow Wow at the time.
And how did you meet up with him in the first place?
I met up with Snoop in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio. They had a concert. It was like the biggest hip-hop tour of all time, which was called the Chronic Tour, which featured like Dre, of course, Snoop, and everybody, you know, that was on Death Row at the time. And I got on stage, started rapping, and they heard about it from backstage, and I went backstage, met up with them, and then that's basically how everything happened.
And how old were you at the time?
I have been about like 5 or 6 years old. I'm 20 now. It happened in like 92, 93.
How is it growing up in front of everyone?
It's definitely not an easy thing to do, but I think that, you know, it's all about how you do it. And luckily for me, I didn't get caught up in that whole, you know, issue where a lot of young kids always try to, well, a lot of young entertainers always try to force themselves over the audience to make them believe that they're grown once you start at an early age. And for me, I knew that was going to happen. When I first came onto the scene, I was like 13. People viewed me as that cute little kid. And I just really wanted to find a way by the time I hit 16 to let people know I was maturing and becoming a man. I wanted to let people know that, but I didn't want to force it. What I mean by forcing it is, you hearing about Bow Wow in the clubs, or you hear me, you know, drinking, or you hear me smoking, or you hear me doing these things that, you know, older people may do just to make people know that I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of stayed away from that and kind of wanted to come up with a different way, and my way was through my music. You know, as I got older, I knew that the people knew I was getting older, and, you know, growing older comes, you know, learning new things, and still to this day I'm learning new things, but, you know, at the same time I'm becoming an adult. That's life. So I figured I could reach my audience and let them know I'm getting older by my music and making mature music that is right for my age and that is right towards the direction that I was going towards in my career.
You said, you know, I remember where I come from. Can you tell me a little bit about your life before you made it in the music industry?
Hard working, going to regular school every day, getting up like every regular kid has to do now. My mother worked 3 jobs, grew up really, you know, I know my father, but he really wasn't around. I definitely can't say I came from, you know, a hardcore background or anything like that, but, you know, I didn't come from no wealthy one, far from it. But still, my mother fought for me to have the best things, the best clothes, the best sneakers, and, you know, this is my way of paying her back and paying everybody else back that, you know, took care of me and you know, through all the hard times before all the Bow Wow hysteria.
Now, I also wanted to ask you about something that had come up in the news lately regarding rap and hip-hop. When this whole, you know, Imus thing came on, and he had called the Rutgers basketball team what he did, and everyone was very upset about that, there was a group of people who were saying that what he said is no worse than what many rappers and hip-hop artists use in their songs. I'm kind of curious as to where you come in on that discussion. What do you think about that?
I definitely feel that, you know, when you see people, you know, on the Oprah show, and they're talking about banning hip-hop music, I think that it really starts with the parents. I think that it starts at home. If you don't want your kids listening to the music, or if you don't want them reenacting out what they hear, then I think as an adult and as a parent, you shouldn't allow your child to listen to it. I think you have a choice to purchase a CD or to not purchase a CD. It's been something that's been talked about, man, for years. So for me, and I'm sure to a lot of other hip-hop artists, it's not new. They've been trying to... Everybody knows hip-hop is very controversial, but at the same time, I feel like if people just took the time out to really understand a lot of these artists' backgrounds and where they come from, then they would kind of understand where a lot of the music, you know, that they say or that they display really comes from. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people who there are fans of these big artists, but the fans have probably gone through the same thing as Snoop Dogg has gone through, or have gone through the same thing as 50 Cent has gone through. So when they listen to their music, they feel in one with the artist, which makes the music so real and so passionate.